A Collection of Conversations with Richard Feidler, Volume 4.
Something I've noticed lately is that the language of therapy is creeping into everyday use. Someone, for instance, who likes straightening pictures on a wall or who likes to carefully assign their cutlery to the correct drawer might be casually described as being a little bit OCD. Lily Bailey is from the UK. She's a model and a journalist, and she has OCD. She's had it since she was little, and it's not about picture straightening. OCD stands for obsessive-compulsive disorder. We've talked about it on this program before. It's a cruel trick the mind plays on itself, where you get stuck on a thought that's loaded up with shame or fear or disgust. That's the obsessive bit. And then it spins around and around, and so you develop these secret little rituals to settle that thought. And you have to repeat these rituals constantly. That's the compulsive part. Lily Bailey's OCD locked her into this exhausting series of hidden routines and rituals to fight off all kinds of awful judgmental thoughts upon herself. By the age of 13, Lily had convinced herself that she had killed someone with a thought. She was constantly mortified that other people might think she was a pedophile or some kind of disgusting germ monger, and by the thought that maybe it was all true. But of course it wasn't. She concealed all this from her parents and from her friends until she couldn't. Lily Bailey has written a book about all this that I read in just one gulp. It's an incredibly strange and moving story, which leaves you with a better understanding of what would otherwise be utterly inexplicable behaviour. Hi, Lily.
Hello.
Your book is called Because We Are Bad. Who is the we?
The we relates to my friend. I heard my OCD as another voice in my head. And from a very young age, I didn't live as I lived as we. And I didn't know I had OCD. It was just another version of myself in my head. And we did everything together. It was quite a strange way to grow up, I guess.
Do you remember her coming into your life, or was she just always there as far back as you can remember?
No, I don't remember ever not having my friend, and I don't remember ever hearing I in my head when I was a child. It was always, we should do this, or we will do this.